Corona area, and we will see what that is now. So at the bottom of Tzadik Ches, Hashkofa Zu, this Hashkofa that we've been leading up to now with, that Hashem has created each person unique, and each one has a unique Tachlis, and without you doing that Tachlis, you can't fill it. And therefore you have to be Samach B'chelko with everything you've got, because everything you've got is particularly designed, specifically designed for your unique task. That Hashkofa, mitpa'eres b'divrei Chazal oides ha'kesher sheben Yehudi le'oseh Sefer Torah. This manifests of this Hashkofa in Chazal, in the Torah, in the relationship between the Jews and the Oseos in the Sefer Torah. It's a Zohar Chadosh in Shir HaShirim. It says like this: Cheshbon minyan Oseos ha'Torah oide l'cheshbon shishim ribu. If you go count a Sefer Torah, the Zohar tells you, you'll find 600,000 letters. Now, if you go do that, you will not find 600,000 letters. It's not because there aren't 600,000 letters in the Torah. It's because you don't know how to count. We don't know how to count. The Gemara already says, we don't know how to count. What does it mean, we don't know how to count? 1, 2, 3, we don't know how to count. No, we don't know how to count the letters. I'll give you one small example, but there are many. Do you count an Aleph as 1 or 3? An Aleph is 1, it's an Aleph, but it's also made up of a Vav and 2 Yud. So how do you count? How do you count an Aleph? So that's the problem in counting. It's also a bit more complicated than that, because we have Kriyas and Ksavs. Do you count the Kriyas when you don't have the Ksavs? Don't you count them? Many, many, many halachas involved in how to count the Oseos. But there's always telling us, if you know how to count properly, you'll come up with 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. Hashem Yisrael, Neitzikim, the Rosh HaTevis of Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ruba Oseos LeTorah. No chidushim, everybody's known this, every six-year-old knows this. Klaimah shel kol yehudi yesh ois hashkula connected with Sefer Torah. Every Jew has his ois in the Sefer Torah. So that brings us to some very interesting applications in the world we're dealing with now. The Sefer Torah in Chosra ois achas b'lvad. You have 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. If you're missing one, even part of one, as we know that all Sefer Torah is possible chalit. Now that's astounding. You don't go after the rave. I mean, you got 99.999% of the gangs here. No, you don't have anything. Sefer Torah is possible. You don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. That's wild. Tell me, the Sefer Torah is not 100% mechuda, so you shouldn't use it for Pasha Zohar, but it's a fine Sefer Torah. No, it can be the most mechuda Sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But if there's an ois missing, the Sefer Torah is possible. But kach gam be Yisrael. And so too by Yisrael. Now that's terrifying. The application of this is mamash terrifying. If you have one Jew who's not fulfilling his spiritual mission, the entire nation is damaged by that. Kol kedushis Yisrael, tafkidam v'yoidam tluim b'kol yochid v'yochid. Klal Yisrael's kedusha and its journey and its destination is dependent on everybody. You're starting to understand now why Achdus is so important. Biladai avadoso shel Yehudi kolshu vafilu imu ha'pachot shebapuchusi. We're talking about the smallest, most insignificant. There isn't such a thing, but just to express the words here, the most insignificant, the lowest, the smallest Jew there is. If he's missing, if he's not doing his job properly, lo titachen shleimus letafkidoi vegulosoi shel amas. But Klal Yisrael just doesn't. We're just not functioning. Al yomar ha'adam, a person shouldn't say, "Ein ani ois katan for my chashivusa." I'm a little screw in the whole complex in a Boeing Dreamliner. I'm just one little gear. My kolka chashuv b'zeh. Shere im chasara b'sefer Torah afilu ois katana. Ois yud, missing a little yud. One little yud in the whole Sefer Torah could be possible. So don't say, well, what am I? Who am I? I don't have such a big job. I'm not the Goladu. I'm not running Sfarim. I'm not a big Magichi. I'm not a Mani Ase. I'm not the Tzarikot. I'm nothing. I'm just a little guy. You know, I learn a bit. I work a bit. And I do my little thing. And I daven 3 times a day. And I'm a nice food Jew. But my, if I'm not there, so what? The infinite creator, the universe, the whole world, the whole universe, which is bordering on beyond our comprehension, how big it is because I'm not there, the whole thing just doesn't fly. Yeah, that's what we've been taught. But that's massive, that's big, whoa, really big. We can't say, Now, let's take this into a very, very important halacha. Choshev mamash halacha. It's hashkafik, but it's built in halacha as well. Mitav zenemra halacha masechtas Baba Basra. As halacha put down in Tafyud Aleph in Baba Basra, it says like this. Kol ha-makayim nefesh aches Mishrael, kilu kayim olamol. Whoever maintains, keeps alive, everyone that translates kayam, one nefesh, one yid. It's as if you kept an entire universe going. You sustain the whole universe. You save the whole universe. Shrei kol kiyum ha'olam hu b'shvil ha'Torah b'shvil Yisrael. First Rosh in Chumash. The whole world is created, the whole existence of the universe is because of Torah and Klal Yisrael. The kiyum Yisrael, if the whole world is Torah, is because we need Klal Yisrael, we have the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. And if the kiyum of Klal Yisrael is Torah, the kiyum kol shall kol yochid v'yochid. If Klal Yisrael, you don't have a Klal Yisrael if you don't have every Yochid v'Yochid. L'chein ha'makan nefesh achas Yisrael k'mo yuchu k'mashlim es ha'ois ha'chos sara b'sefer Torah. Let's say there was a Sefer Torah missing there was an ois missing in the Sefer Torah. He came along and he put the ois back in the Sefer Torah. So now the Sefer Torah is now a kosher Sefer Torah. He was makan the whole Sefer Torah. So to you, if there's a Yid missing, it's not filling his tachlis. He comes back and he starts filling his tachlis, he'd be mashlim the whole world. But kach nishlam sefer Torah, nishlam gam ha'am kula. The whole nation is now mashlim. The schus hatzolus hayochid, in the schus of saving one Jew, nimtza haklal shalem. It's not that you save the whole Jew and he's a whole universe, which is true, 100%. Each Yid contains within him the entire universal experience. Mamash kutshute, like I'm saying. Take one cell from a Yid. If you knew how to do it, you could recreate the entire universal experience. That's mamash kapshuto. We don't know how to do that, but if you know how to do that, then you could, because every part contains everything. It's a klal gadol. You need to know that in Torah, spoken about it at length. It comes up in many, many places, and it's your sort of basis of understanding the deeper wisdom. And that is, everything contains everything. That means any part is going to have everything in it. So if you say a whole Yid, you saved everything, yeah, but there's something deeper here. If you save a Yid, you've just saved the whole of Klal Yisrael, because if he's Chosser, it means the whole of Klal Yisrael is Chosser. Shekedushas, listen to the Lashon Yad, the Nefesh HaChaim says like this, Shekedushas Nishmas Kol Echad, the Nishmas of every Jew, every Yid, the Kedusha of him, Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, he Kedushas Sefer Torah Man. It's not ke'ilu, it's like the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. We know the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah is up there, big. So the Kedusha, the Nishmas of Kol Yudi V'Yudi, is the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah Mamash. He says this is not just a nice analogy, that we compare the Yid to an ois in the Sefer Torah, it's a nice marshal. It's not a marshal, he's telling it's Mamash, that's the Nimshal. That's the Nimshal. We have the Kedusha, every Yid has the Kedusha, every ois in the Sefer Torah has the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. So that's very scary. That's a big responsibility. It's not just, well, if I don't do what I have to do, so what? So whatever, I'll live with the consequences. It's not you that has to live with the consequences. Everyone has to live with your consequences. If you never put a tefillin, then there's a big gaping hole in our tefillin. And if there's a Yid out there who doesn't know about Shema, so my Shema is chosser. That's Rashi's pshat. I'm not going to tell, but that's Rashi's pshat in Kol Yisrael Ravim Zemze. Is not just that, well, I'm responsible to make sure you do what you have to do because I'm a nice guy. It's called man, you're not doing it, there's something lacking in my avodah, there's something lacking in me and in the whole of Klal Yisrael, which I'm also part of. When your name or Kashem should be saved Torah, tells us, oh, so another aspect here. First of all, you have to make sure that the ois is shalom and it's there. It has to be there. But there's another problem. There's another problem that can puzzle the Sefer Torah as well. You can have the Sefer Torah, a wonderful, wonderful ois. It's the most mechuda written ois ever. There was never a more beautiful letter written ever in any Sefer Torah. Aval in Tozus ois achas mi koima boso. But if that ois is in the wrong place, where it was moved, and it's not where it's supposed to be, the Sefer Torah is possible as well. Kach gam im Yisus Yehudim im koima. If you take a Yid and you put him in a place that's not his, whether it's a ruchnistic place or a physical place, Shani Gabarayla, Barayv Rechomov, was Chosar of Hashem, gave the Jew this place and who he is and what he is, and what his unique tachlis is, and the tools he has for that unique tachlis, and the sonus that he has, it's for him. Hashem gave that to him. I mean, Yetzeli is the Makamacha, who possibly, if he wants to be someone else, he's not happy with where he is, he's not prepared to stand in the place in the Sefer Torah in the world where he's supposed to be. So he possibly is a Sefer Torah as well. So he can be a fully actualized, fully activated, beautiful, beautiful, well-fulfilled person, but he is in the wrong place. That means he's not embracing his unique mission in this world. So then that bustles the whole system as well. There's a massive, massive responsibilities. These are not lightweight ideas. Kashem dichai betchusha zu u'enu mitpail minishoinus. He is making a big step here, and I'm not sure why this has to be like he says it is. So if you've got a question on this, just hold off. If you've got an answer, I'm happy to hear. But I'm not sure why there's a big gap here between what he's saying and where he's going to with this. So let's think about it. When a Jew lives with this feeling, when he's living real with this understanding, so Nishonas don't rock him. They don't wave him at all. They don't freak him out. They don't pain. He doesn't get shook. All the stuff that's going on around him and all the chaos and the noise and whatever going on around him doesn't shake him at all. He's standing on very solid ground. And there's an earthquake going on around him, but he knows he's standing on a piece of land where there's no earthquake. Can't carve him away, can't move him away from his purpose. So I love Lachshav, Shadavka B'Shazu, the Mokum Zeh, I love Limtsoy, says Tavkidai. He has the bridge from what I said, how you get from there to here. Wherever Jew is, whatever he's doing, he knows that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is designing this moment for him to do what he needs to do. His job is to find what his tachlis in this particular moment is. That's always the job. What is the Metzias? What is the Metzias? Maha Metziut Achshav. Without too many questions, without too many, I don't want it, I don't like it, it's inconvenient, it's painful. No, it's inconvenient, it's painful. Aval Zeh HaMetziut. This is where I am. You know, I'm not sure we talked the other day. You're on a flight from Tel Aviv to New York, and the plane has to make an unexpected stop in Rome. I don't want to be in Rome. It's a real pain because I really need to be in New York. I've got meetings and I've got work, and people are expecting me. There's a guy there, but waiting for a whole bunch of stuff going on. But right now I'm in Rome. So in Achnami, you've got a lot of kashas and you've got a lot of problems. But if you focus, what's the Metzius? Metzius is, I'm in Rome. Why is Hashem wants me to be here now? Because otherwise I wouldn't be here. So I have to find out what my job here now is. You thought you had a job. You thought you had a job being in New York. But you don't. That you thought you were wrong. Your job is to be in New York. It's to be in Rome. Your job's not to be in New York. You thought it was, but it turns out you were wrong. Renes and Ivish talk about it, the story that I mentioned. But going to the mikveh and he lands up in prison. You thought you were going to the mikveh, but you were wrong. You weren't going to the mikveh. You were going to the police station. This is happening all the time in our lives. All the time it's happening in our lives in many, many different ways, smaller ways, bigger ways. If the person understands he is where he's supposed to be and he can fulfill his tachlis wherever he is, because otherwise he wouldn't be there. So then you don't get shocked up and waved and freaked out and messed up when the reality doesn't sync with what you thought the reality should be. So that's the one thing that very much I said is very relevant to what we're going through at the moment. Very relevant. Person has to stop himself. What's the deal? The truth is I'm at home and I can't go out. The truth is now you have a choice. Now it gets even harder. When you couldn't daven in the minyan, it was easy. So you have to find a way to daven at home and make that more meaningful. Now you have a choice. Can you go to minyan or not? So that brings us to the other thing we just learned. The shtickle from Baba Basra. You and Oilam Ola as well. So you have to makaim yourself also. So you have to ask some hard, difficult questions about whether you're ready to go out and take risks out there right now. You have to ask those of your own shalas. Do you send the kids back to school? Don't you send the kids back to school? Many, many, many complicated questions based on a mitzvah that you can't change. The reality is the reality. The shal is, how do I, knowing what I know about my unique tachlis in the world, knowing how important my life now is, we saw it many times before, we built many rise, and Bechin Nefesh mit Nefesh, Mechal Shabbos for someone, even though he's never going to keep mitzvahs because of the Cheshivas of a Chaim of a Jew, it's the life of a Jew, Ma'od Chashuv. We're starting to understand now why. We're starting to understand why the mitzvah of Bishmatim Ma'od HaNafshaseichim is so Chashuv, but it's up there big time. in all the mitzvahs, and why, as the Baravella says, if you mezalzel by there, then that's boring enough curses, because you're denying your whole mission in this world. So I don't look after myself, so I'm not so, you know, I'm not so good on looking after myself. That puts me into the category of apikosis. Why? Because you're denying the whole reason why you were created. You're mezalzeling in why you're in this world. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get davening. I mean, I'm not telling anything about what to do. I'm just using this as a stepping stone, because it's real for us. Yeah, well, whether you go, you don't go, I don't know. There's very hostile people that are. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it. I'm saying that you need to weigh it up with seriousness. It's a big question. It's not a question you can just do mabakach. You know, you've got a lot of big questions to ask yourself before you start doing whatever you need to do. If you're going out to go to the local store, you have to ask yourself, is there, you know, should I be doing that or not? Well, it depends who you are, where you are, what you are. Many, many questions. This is not a share about Corona. That's not what I'm discussing. I'm just showing you that when you acknowledge them at serious, and you know who you are, then you're able to make decisions, and you don't get shook up and blown out and completely radically wiped out by the situations around you. That's all I'm trying to say. There's a claim of an equation.
Can I ask you a question?
You always can.
I have a question.
I asked a question about you yesterday. I said, where are you? I didn't notice that you were here, so I was worried. So that's why I asked where you are. Now I've got an answer, you bet. Okay. Yeah.
What is the most important, to have an individual success or a collective success? That means, it seems to me that we are too much individual. That means the Sahar is all about its own success, but what is in the collective point of view? That means it's not more important to have success in terms of Am Israel or individual or both, I don't know.
Okay, so your question is fantastic. It's mamish. As they say, you hit the nail on the head. The Maisi, you need both. You can't have Am Yisrael without individual Jews, and individual Jews who aren't Mechubat to Am Yisrael also not individual Jews. Let me ask you the question this way. Let's use the tool the Mechubalim use. If you want to understand something Ruchnias, look at the guf, look at the body. What's more important, the whole guf together or the kidneys? What's more choshev, the kidneys or the whole guf? So you tell me, you need both. Kidneys without a goof, they're a waste of time. You don't need kidneys. A goof where the kidneys aren't working, the goof is dead. It doesn't work. You need both. You need healthy, functioning parts that makes up a whole. If you don't have a whole, you're just a kidney on your own, floating around in the world on your own. So then you're not even a kidney. A Jew is just thinking about himself, just only on himself, and he's working. When there is perish minat sibu, uloshavek plum. But at the same time, if all you're focusing on is the goof, and the goof is chosse yechidim, how is a goof made up? Goof made up of lots of little parts. So you need all the little parts to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, but for what purpose? For the Am, for the whole, for the shleimus. But if I'm lacking me, it means if my individual avoid is chosse, so then the whole goof is chosse as well. Am Yisrael is chosse. So I have to be doing both. I have to be building myself as an individual, and feeding that individual into Klal Yisrael. It's not enough that I just do what I do. I have to do what I do, but it has to be focused on the benefit of Klal Yisrael. An example, it says, a person who learns Torah his whole life and never teaches, his learning wasn't worth that much. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't worth anything, I've had it. Someone who's sitting and learning Torah, and he's doing the biggest chesed he could for the whole of Klal Yisrael. He's learning Torah, you see the Nefesh HaChaim there, it's feeding people who don't deserve food. I'm sitting and learning Torah. Some guy who's never davened, he's being fed in the schus of Rabbi Chanan Ben Dosa, sitting and davening and learning, and he's on the whole world, he's eating in his schus. So, and there's more to it than that. So about it, the person who's sitting and learning is not just doing for himself. He's building Klal Yisrael as well. But if he doesn't teach, he doesn't give it over, he doesn't share it with somebody else, so then he hasn't become the mitzvah Talmud Torah properly. So there's two things. You have to learn, and you also have to share. Everything we do is like that. I'm part of a klal. Yeah. It's like the parts of your motor car. A carburetor on its own on the floor is not even a carburetor. I mean, it is, but it's useless. Who needs a carburetor that's not part of a car? You put it into the car, oh, so now the carburetor has life. But if it's a half a carburetor, then put in the car so that it's not doing its tachlis, the car's not running properly. So I think that's answered your question. The Derech Hashem in the Hagdama to the Derech Hashem is a wonderful piece on Klal and Prat. Now the Klal and the Prat has
to have a good balance between all the parts. That means if we develop too much one part instead of another one, we have it's not working well also.
That happens when the parts don't do what they're supposed to be doing. The parts have to do what they're supposed to be doing. Then you take all the Shalem parts, you put them together and you have a Shalem whole. But if one of the parts is, as you say, too much or too little, then the whole system doesn't work properly. So that's the answer to your question. You need klal and prat, and you need a very delicate izun, a balance, and a shiluv, an interrelationship between all these different things. But in the beginning, all I can build is myself. If you have a look, a child, until he's about... today it's about until he's about 63, but it's supposed to be until he gets married at about 18. He's very self-centered. Children are born selfish. They're born very, very self-focused. It's only afterwards he starts becoming other-aware and he starts growing his world beyond himself. He gets married and he has children. He becomes part of a community. The child on his own is really not part of a klal bichlal. Why? Because he has to build himself. He has to make himself and understand who he is. He's going to become a unique individual. Then he can start taking that unique individual and start spreading it into the cloud. But you'll notice Hashem created the world that way. Teenagers are the most selfish, self-centered people you'll ever meet. Why? Because they've gone from independent on their parents. They're going to land up being totally dependent on Hashem. In the meantime, they need to discover themselves. If you go from being a baby dependent on Hashem to being an adult, from being a baby dependent on your mother, Gomel alai imoy. Then, like David HaMelech says, then you go to being kegomel alai imoy, being dependent on Hashem, but you never build yourself in the middle. That looks terrible. That's a horrible thing to see. You've seen it. It doesn't look pleasant. If somebody who has no inner reality, no self of independence, no self of himself, no sense of himself, and he's just a big baal betochan, Hashem, 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 everything. When you meet somebody like that, you must struggle by Mashu Chasepo. What's missing is the person. He's supposed to go from his childhood to becoming more and more independent. That's why teenagers are so difficult to deal with. Because they're grappling to discover and build themselves and become independent. And they're breaking all the chains that you built in them as they were going through that. That's a very important stage of a child's development. Then he takes himself fully actualized and he gives that to Hashem. So now you have something. Now you have a valid part of Klal Yisrael. But if he just never becomes anything, if he doesn't develop himself, so when you put him into the system, then you have a broken part there. The system's not going to work. So you first have to develop the individual. And that's why we tell you, that's why we allow that. We allow for that selfishness. We allow for that almost narcissistic type of growth and development of the teenager, of the child. And like I said, today it's probably, you know, we're still holding there when we're 60. But it's supposed to be when a person starts growing up, you're supposed to grow up. That's the sugya of maturity. That's our Sefer Koheles. It's talking about this particular question. And how do I grow up? How do I go beyond just thinking about myself and giving myself to the world? I wanted to show you one more place where you see this exquisitely, is Mashiach. What's Mashiach? Who needs Mashiach? When Mashiach comes, I don't need Mashiach. Mala Aretz Kol Adayah, the whole world will be full of God knowledge. There'll be Nevuah, you'll be a Navi. And for them, who needs Mashiach? I need Mashiach now when I'm in trouble. When Mashiach comes and it's Chias Amesim, who needs Mashiach? So what's Mashiach's tachlis in the world? Mashiach's tachlis in the world is to be the most fully actualized human being that ever was. He's going to be greater than Shlomo in Chochmah and a little bit less than Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. Imagine someone, a bigger Chochmah than Shlomo with Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. I mean, you're talking about a human being you've never seen like that. But when you look at him, what do you see? You won't see him at all. You'll see Hashem. That's an individual who's actualized himself totally and then put himself into the cloud to the point where you can't even see him anymore. But he's functioning very, very well, it's just you don't see him. That's the whole essence of Malchus, of a Melech. A Melech is less lemigami kyun. He has nothing of himself. And yet, he's the most actualized person that ever was. The most fully functional human being that ever was. And then if you look at him, you don't see him, you see Hashem. That's a deeper application of what we're talking about here. The klal and the prat. So if you can't see him and he doesn't exist, what does he have to become so actualized for? What do you need such a big chokha and a big nobi for? Because he has to be shalem. But it has to be to mevatel himself totally to the klal. But the klal doesn't need a piece of nothing. The Torah needs a person who's functioning and working properly. You need a copywriter that works properly. But once you put in the Torah, it's almost insignificant, that little piece. In the Chinami, without that piece, the Torah doesn't go. You need both. You can't. You need klal and prat, and you have to do your work. That's the way it's. Yeah. You can't get away with. You need both. But it starts with you. It starts with you building you. If you're not you, then what good are you to the klal? Okay. That's an odd, not chashuv question. Shkach. We're nearly out of time. Let me see what we got up to. Okay. Akala oilam we called Vareinu at call Husha Kodesh Baruch Losalana Matana Atsuma Vinifla. At Matana Sabakhira. Hashem gave us a matana that no one else has got. It was not. It's a thing called Bakhira. Vim Tsuasa Bakochenu Lagir La Piskas Guvois Ma'od Ilumidmoided Gam Imatsavin Shinere Bamat Shitri Shemir Shamayim Lo Chafotsim Babunasayim. We're summarizing what we learned in the last few weeks. With this understanding, with this thing called Bechira, the Ishtei Kegufei, a person can arrive at heights that you can't even imagine how far you can go with Bechira. And you can deal with situations, even situations where it looks like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not interested in you anymore, Chalila. She doesn't want you, throwing you out. Even there, Bechira, we saw, Gavri Yadu Shomoshe, Moshe dragged away the Luchos from Hashem. Looked like Hashem was finished with Torah. He said, he's taking the Torah away. We're not getting the Torah anymore. If you don't get the Torah, that's it. God goes back to Torah Vabal. That's what they understood. That was why they needed the golden calf, because as soon as Moshe doesn't come back, they can't get the Torah. They tried twice already and they died. They couldn't. They needed Moshe. They needed an intermediary to bring Torah into the world. Because if the Torah doesn't come into the world, the world goes back to Torah Vabal. So they understood they needed something to happen here. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu who's coming down. Hashem trying to take the Torah away. What does Moshe do? He fights back. That's Bechira. That's what we have the ability to do. Don't get worried. Don't get upset. Don't get freaked out by all of what's going on. We have a Bechira of Kol Yochol. That means him. This is what it means. Even against Hashem Kol Yochol. וזהו עמק רצוני הפנימי של הקדוש ברוך הוא שנתפס את הנקוד הפנימי הזו וגול העושה ונאציס עושה. אוקיי, אני רוצה שאני אפיק את הסף, אני לא יכול לפיניש את הצ'אפט את יודעת, אני רוצה שאני אפיניש את נקסט ויק. But that's the story, and we'll see, את השם on Sunday, we'll see how that was Avram Avinu. That's exactly the נקוד of Avram Avinu, and how we have to take Avram Avinu going forward as a Rebbe, as a Meir Derech. The Seder, so... questions, comments. Otherwise, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Very exciting for some people going back to Dublin can go Dublin in a minion again. Can go in shul. Be careful, please. I'm begging you. Be very, very careful out there. It's not. As I said, Mizrach Rabbi doesn't understand. Shekola Matzil Nefesh Achis Nivol Kilu Matzil Olam Mole. They're making cheshbon of somebody. If only 50 people get sick, we can handle that. That's not the way we look at things. Be more odd. Careful, listen to what the klalim and the shuls are. And if they're not strict enough, then make them stricter. Don't be shy to be machmir. Shmez ha-nefesh is more odd chashuv. The Seder.
Thank you, Reb Chair. Kol Tov in the Shabbos.
The Shabbos. There's any questions, comments here? No, that's it. Okay.
Don't forget the Ben Shurash Kodesh. We shouldn't forget the Ben Shurash Kodesh.
Birkas HaKodesh. Yeah, you're right. It's Shabbos Mevorchim. It's Rosh Chodesh on Motzei Shabbos. Yep. Very good. Shkach, Rabbi Yosef. Thank you very much.
Shabbos, call two.
Shabbos, thank you.
Shabbos, that's not for Shabbos.